Now, because you're selling you have a product, you're going to want to have a catalog there. I found that when I just left regular catalogs there, they would disappear within the first couple of days, and so nobody knew what the box was for. You can do one of two things. You could have like maybe the front cover of your catalog. Be creative when you're decorating your drawing box. You could decorate your drawing box with the front of your catalog. You could have the front of your catalog in a real pretty, a clear acrylic frame and just have it standing there. What we also would do sometimes is we take our catalog, rip every page of the catalog out, put it in plastic sleeve protectors, and put it in a binder that was either attached to the box or right next to the box so that they could look at the catalog, but they knew they couldn't take that catalog with them because it was in a binder. But it was a great way to have that catalog there so the people could browse through it. And even when you think about this type of things, even if you only got one booking from this, your booking is going to, well, and if you what you one booking is going to get you another chain of bookings. And so what that booking is going to do is get you a no whole new different group of people that you can be in for whatever your gift certificate that you're drawing for the guest or for the customer that entered the drawing, as well as the gift certificate for the salon owner who's going to let you have it there. Make sure when you're going out doing your daily errands that you're continually talking to people, like your bank tellers, your postal clerk, your waitresses, your cashiers. Always ask for referrals. I have a poster that when I do my seminars, I show a poster that I tracked one booking for over 2 years. I booked the girl when I did a meeting at a hotel. I booked the girl at the front desk of the hotel. I tracked her booking for over 2 years. And it was like, I can't even, I don't have it with me, but I think it was like 174 parties that I had done over that 2 year time frame, and that I had given away to other people. So it just really, it's amazing. And that's why I said you don't think of just one booking, you think of the potential business that you are going to get from that one booking. So continually talk to people, let them know what you do. Now, you always want to try to get your rebook your previous hostesses. It is very easy to rebook previous hostesses when you have copies of their guest list. So those of you that have been using your company offers guest list, that you have the triplicate guest list, or if not, some of you I know have been using the triplicate guest list that I have on my website. This was a stash of names of people that I could call. Every single time I did a party and I received a guest list back with 24, 36 names on it, I saved those guest lists for years, 2, 3, 4 years at a time. I would have a whole stack of guest lists, the copies of the hostess's guest list. So if I wanted to make calls, what I would do is I would call the hostess and I would say, you know, Susie, this is Karen, and remember you had a party for me a couple years ago and you had a great party. We had a really good time. Well, we have some new items since you've seen me last. We've got some fantastic new catalog, lots of new items. I'd love to offer you the opportunity to earn some more free and discounted products. Now, Susie, to make this really easy for you, I have a copy of the guest list that you used when we had your party a couple years ago. I can go through this list with you right now. Some of these people might have moved, so we might have to do some change of address, but some of these people might even still be the same. And you don't even have to send me a new address. I'll just do all the or new guest list. I'll just do all the corrections right here and get your invitations mailed out for you. You would not believe how many people I rebooked, and they, you know what? They loved it. They liked that it was so easy, that they didn't have to do all the things of getting, you know, didn't have to go through putting that guest list together and everything. It was so easy, and they remembered. If you have fun, they remembered, oh, yeah, I did have a good time. Oh, yeah, I did earn a lot of free and discounted products. So, and by the way, on those copies of those guest lists, sometimes I would throw the party, you get so that your folders and your files are so big that I would pull the guest list out of there. But what I would do is I would write how much the party was on the top of her guest list. So, because I always wanted to start with the people that had the $500,000 parties, and I'd start with those hostesses and then wean my way down to maybe the ones that had 300 or 250. And the reason being is because the higher her party average, the higher her party sales, the more free and discounted product she's going to get. So she's a really happy camper when she's earned a lot of free and discounted products. So those are the ones that are easy to go back and offer that opportunity to again. Also, when you're dealing with previous customers, you can go through your order forms with previous customers, find out what they purchased in the past, and offer them something that's going to go along with it or that's going to complement their previous purchase. Again, always continually offering them the chance to earn some free and discounted products. If you do not have any bookings on your calendar right now, or you don't have as many as you need, it is imperative that you commit to making at least 5 calls a day for the next 10 working days. Now, working days can be whatever your working days are. My working days used to be Monday through Friday. When I say 5 calls a day, that does not mean calling and getting somebody's answering machine. That means calling and talking to a person. So if you get their answering machine, it doesn't count. You got to hang up the phone and dial somebody else. Making phone calls is getting a little trickier nowadays because people have caller ID. They don't tend to not answer their phone. They have all kinds of things. I find now that the easiest way to make phone calls when I want people to answer my call is to use my cell phone versus my home phone. Reason being, your cell phones don't show where the name on the call. Your cell phones on caller ID, or mine, always come through and it just says cellular call. I think it says cellular call. And it gives the number, but it does not give the name.